You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Each and every week at this time, 7 o'clock sharp, 7 p.m. on your clock, and 93.3 FM on the radio dial. On the FM side, not the AM side, this is Conversation Digest, your verbal extravaganza, as well as the Party Central gateway to the weekend. The 4th of July edition is here. K-Man is on my right side. I'm the condition. K-Man, what's going on this evening?
We're going to have a hard-hitting show that's going to blast everything in your ears, and you're going to love it.
All right, K-Man, 4th of July, verbal extravaganza on the airwaves. Studio lines are now open, 842-8390, broadcasting live over the airwaves on the radio position dial at 93.3 FM, also broadcasting live on the internet, wausaumung.org. There is a radio link there to catch the live stream of WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest, as well as every single other program on this, your community radio station, WNRBLP. Also, at famousashtray.com, the live stream can be heard there. That's our website. We've got archived episodes, vintage episodes of Conversation Digest from the past year and a half to 2 years.
That is a lot.
You can see a progression, maybe an evolution, and perhaps some of you would say a devolving. If, in fact, you think the show has gotten worse, then that would be a devolving development. I have heard on occasion at least one person that has said that they are an avid listener of Conversation Digest. They imply that they do not like the program as much as they used to. That gentleman got a foot in his face. I didn't know I could kick that high, K-Man. That didn't really happen, FYI, K-Man.
It didn't?
It did not happen.
I thought it did.
I'm a pacifist. I don't hurt people. Verbally, I do, but not physically.
You pass a fist?
All right. Huge episode this evening, and you need to, 4th of July is a big deal, right? I mean, fighting for freedom back in 1776, and we celebrate our independence, our ever-diminishing independence in America each year with fireworks, barbecues, and so on. But before we go any further, I'd like to thank our WNRBLP underwriting sponsors, Essential Home Care Incorporated, as well as Hmong Quality Home Care, LLC. Thank you. K-Man.
You're welcome.
What we saw on the way to the studio open just a few moments right now on Conversation Digest. Once again, before I go to this, 715-842-8390 for a verbal contribution on WNRBLP Wausau's very own Conversation Digest. Right now on Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news. Each week at this time, Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news, big story, Walker to sign concealed carry bill in Rothschild. Wausau Daily Herald. Well, it's Wisconsin, so the fact that I call the Daily Herald the Dairy Herald makes a little bit of sense, K-Man. Rothschild concealed carry will become law in Wisconsin next week when Governor Scott Walker signs the legislation in Rothschild. K-Man, I'm going to have to send you over for a live remote over to Rothschild to actually interview.
Tonight?
No, K-Man. Strike one, K-Man. No offense, strike one.
I did used to do live remotes.
Yeah, you did, but odds are we wouldn't be able to get access to Scott Walker. But the signing ceremony is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. July 8th at the Grand Lodge, 805 Kresge Avenue. Hard-hitting news brings you the story. The bill allows guns to be carried by owners.
Ooh.
I should say the bill allows gun owners to apply for a permit to carry concealed weapons, including handguns and knives. The process requires proof of training in gun safety. Oh, yet another class for the condition. Haven't I had enough education, K-Man?
You're like school in summer.
Oh, no class. So I suppose if I wanted to carry a gun or a knife, I suppose there should be some training.
If you really want to.
Guns and knives don't kill people. People kill people. Be that as it may, you may have a real issue with concealed weaponry in Wisconsin. However, Scott Walker, as unpopular as he is with many of the multitudes in Wisconsin, Scott Walker, whatever, I don't have a problem with him. K-Man, you don't like him because of your innate liberalism, but that's fine, K-Man. It takes all sorts, doesn't it?
Just different strokes.
Yes, different strokes for huge liberalism from the K-Man.
Well, you got me there.
Furthermore, the weapons would be barred on school grounds, police stations, jails, and prisons. Courthouses, secure mental health facilities, and beyond airport security. K-Man.
Yeah?
Are you reading the article?
No, I was just saying facilities.
On this 4th of July Independence Day extravaganza, the K-Man still does his fireworks display of interrupting me.
Well, sometimes I light off fireworks in my driveway and wake people up at 3 a.m.
Your neighbors had every right in the world to be angry with you, by the way.
Well, I have no problem with that. I think it's hilarious.
State Senator Pam Galloway, Republican Wausau, sponsored the concealed carry legislation. After Walker signs the bill into law, Illinois becomes the only state to ban concealed carry. Oh, this is.
Did you say Illinois?
Yes, it was by design.
Okay.
That's the news for today. Hard-hitting news, big story. It is a big story because, of course, the gun weaponry is always so. Well, they shouldn't let people carry concealed weapons, but maybe they should. There's always two sides to every argument.
How many people have we had?
Three.
Okay. Excellent. All right, in just a few moments, what we saw on the way to the studio, as well as much in the way of 4th of July Independence Day music. And also at 40 after the hour, he's not here with us this evening. However, he is in the state of Wisconsin, unspecified location, Dr. Rent's current events. It promises to be a huge event this evening. An explosive.
Promises to be, oh, there you go. I was going to say that.
An explosive edition whereby I will destroy the K-Man. K-Man has cheated his way to the top the last couple times that we've been on the air. This is a live episode of Conversation Digest for your information. We have not been live for some time due to scheduling issues. However, we're always on the air on Friday nights starting at 7 o'clock p.m. sharp, going on until 10 o'clock sharp. And after that, subsequently following, immediately afterward, the K-Man and his very own Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. K-Man, what's on the docket for your show this evening?
It's a surprise.
So what you're trying to tell me is that it's a rerun?
Probably.
Well, K-Man, they won't know it unless they've heard it before. Why didn't you get a new show? No disrespect, K-Man.
I had a bunch of internet stuff to
You had
to
a slow
to.
Week this week. There wasn't much going on there.
Is that the one right there?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
So
now, this week was big in the K-Man world.
Let's get the hard-hitting news sounder one more time here.
So in case you did miss it, just a few moments ago we talked about hard-hitting news. Concealed weapons now going to be allowed in Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker, were you aware of him coming to Rothschild? Not too far from here.
Rothschild.
And that will be next week. And the day is July 8th. I wish they had it on July 4th, but...
You go, girl.
Apparently this is trendy night on Conversation Digest, whereby we talk like Lindsay Lohan and Taylor Swift.
You know what she did this week when she got out of house arrest?
Lindsay Lohan went out and partied.
And then she collapsed in front of a bar.
Better than collapsing right in front of the judge that let her go easy. Okay, right
now...
That's
because she has money. That's why she doesn't...
Well, right. But right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio on WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM.
What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, we talk about life and the adventures that we encounter on the way to the studio. That is at the Wausau area, Hmong Mutual Association, the epicenter of the broadcast excellence that is WNRB LP 93.3 FM, your community radio station. K-Man, what'd you see on the way to the studio this evening? And it better not be what I am going to talk about during this episode.
Well, you're putting me first, so it's your own fault if I guess the same thing.
You better not be talking about... Oh, go ahead, K-Man. If it is, then I'll just say the same thing, only it will be more eloquent.
Well, you can berate me if you feel like it, because that's normally what you do.
What'd you see on the way to the studio, K-Man? Pick it up, pick it up.
I saw multiple people pushing their motorcycles.
No, see, K-Man, come on. There was more that was going on the way to the studio than that.
That's the one I remember the most.
All right, then you give your details, and then I'll give my details, and then we'll take a poll on the internet or something.
And
or
there was
maybe
a kid on a crazy bike.
Kid on a crazy bike. You said you didn't see that kid.
Well, I'm trying to steal it.
No, see, now you're stealing what I saw on the way to the studio, because you said, yeah. I said, look at the kid on the bike, and you say, I didn't see him.
I know.
I didn't see the kid
on
the bike.
I'm doing this part on purpose now.
Okay,
the first one wasn't, but the second one definitely was.
Okay, K-Man, details of what you saw.
I saw this guy. It's kind of like a scooter-ish motorcycle. Not a pure scooter, but like a hybrid between a scooter and a motorcycle. And he was coming on some street. I'm not going to say the name of the street, but he was just kind of scooting along, and then he just started using his feet. And then we saw him like four different times pushing down Grand Avenue.
K-Man, you would never, ever be allowed to give eyewitness testimony in a court of law because you have no idea what you saw on the way to the studio. Your details are so convoluted and messed up.
I am not a credible source.
There was no portion of that bike that was scooter-esque. It was purely
It wasn't a giant motorcycle.
It was a motorcycle.
Don't you give me this.
K-Man.
It was kind of scooterish.
Not at all.
The guy looked like he owned a scooter.
No, he didn't look. He was a big guy. I'm sure he was a wonderful human being, but K-Man, there was no scooter-esque features.
It was kind of scooterish.
And we won't mention any streets, but let's put it this way. So we're
it
going
looked very scooterish.
All right, K-Man, we heard what you saw on the way to the studio. Now let's hear what I saw on the way to the studio, which is the authenticated truth, by the way. K-Man has no idea what's going on around here. No offense, K-Man. You know about computers, but you don't know about details of conversation. You're a good man. God bless you,
Why
K-Man.
Why did that do that?
So, at any rate, so what happened was we see him about, on one street corner, and he's walking his motorcycle, which has evidently broken down. And about an hour and a half later, after the K-Man and I and Leah all went and got a meal, a pre-conversation digest meal, we see him about 2 or 3 miles further down that very same street, the street with which I will not mention, and he's looking like he's going to pass out. Am I right, K-Man? He looked exhausted.
He had a sweat rag.
Did any part of you, K-Man, in your lack of compassion, want to stop and say, do you need a ride?
You said lack of compassion, therefore, I'm not
I thought there was
the
perhaps
car.
A slight breakdown of your compassion, of
no,
your lack of compassion.
I am a heartless machine.
All right. Well, and his was a non-working machine. So then when we thought it couldn't get any worse, there was a couple that was in very close proximity to this gentleman. Their motorcycle had stopped operating correctly. Their motorcycle had stopped working right. He was still on the bike, standing up. She was not on the bike, standing there probably, my guess, nagging. Get it started, would you please? And if you're listening and you're those people, don't get
was
angry, please.
Was she also hitting him with a towel or a hat?
No, that wasn't happening. But what is she, Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, apparently?
Yes,
K-Man.
So?
Okay, so, but that's what we saw on the way to the studio. Apparently, motorcycles not working on this 94-degree 4th of July beginning of the weekend.
Well,
on this Conversation Digest 4th of July extravaganza.
I also saw someone try to turn onto a one-way street the wrong way.
Yeah, and then you pointed at them and laughed, correct? Okay.
That I did.
Every week at this time, Conversations Digest very own what we saw on the way to the studio. And right now on Conversation Digest, the I don't give a crap moment of the week on WNRBLP. And for this week's edition of WNRBLP Conversation Digest, very own, the I don't give a crap moment of the week, there's an article from the Journal Sentinel that gets into someone's life and why it is that I should probably care. Right now on Conversation Digest, can I get a song key, man? What is that? Oh.
Did I break it?
No, no, no. Hold on a moment, K-Man. Hold on, hold on. Incubus? They're still around?
I thought the lead singer died in an accident.
Maybe there's a new lead singer.
Well, here, let me dial this up for you now.
Yeah. The I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. What is this?
Oh, you're going to have to guess.
No, K-Man, this is Miley Cyrus. Well, okay, K-Man, this was a 4th of July themed music night on Conversation Digest, and this does not constitute...
Oh, you know what?
American 4th of July Independence Day patriotic music.
I don't care what you think.
She's partying in the USA. That's not what I was thinking of, K-Man.
Well, what are you going to do?
This now becomes... Okay, Journal Sentinel, your article for the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week has been replaced by Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA... Because the K-Man decides to throw this song into the music log. This song's ridiculous. Oh, Jay-Z. You know, we usually play that Jay-Z song on there, K-Man. Take the bass line out. All right, that was your I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. I don't care that she's on any longer than this song ends in the first... whatever. Oh, my... You see, that guy just flipped off the truck. I mean, you know, he did a cartwheel off the back of the truck. So.
Say, is Miley Cyrus the daughter of Billy Ray?
Apparently.
Oh, jeez.
All right, enough of this nonsense. All right.
Who let her on the air anyway?
Well, her fame was preceded by her father's fame. So, and then succeeded by her father's many failures. But
with his achy, breaky
suffice
heart.
To say, he's more... successful than either you or me put together.
So I'm just going to play this again.
Well, I need to get that off, K-Man.
Here, I'll stop it for you now.
All right.
Is that better?
Yeah. In just a few moments, we'll get to the Conversation Digest conversation of the week, whereby we discuss the majority topic, the topic that we'll really talk about. We will talk about the majority of the show. If, in fact, I sound a little bit irrational... tired, exhausted, it's because I am, all three of those things. Hardly any sleep last night, and then how do I battle the pure exhaustion, K-Man?
How about you take 25-hour energies?
Well, I took 2 5-hour energies, that is, I drank them, I had 3 cups of coffee, I've had 2 32-ounce sodas.
How are you not dead yet? That is a lot.
I'm not feeling too well. I mean, we're going to be on the air live until 8:30 p.m.
Really?
Live until 8:30 p.m. on this 4th of July celebration episode. And then at 8:30, just so that you are aware, good listener, we will hit up a vintage portion of Conversation Digest. And then 10 o'clock sharp, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. And he will indulge you with a rerun. K-Man, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus there. I'm just telling you.
Oh, it's a rerun. It didn't get much air when it first played.
Okay, well, that's fine, K-Man.
So it's new for most people.
No, on Conversation Digest, in all fairness to the K-Man, on this Friday night 4th of July celebration, we light off the first round of firecrackers with the bottle rockets and the sparklers and whatever else. But we can't say the K-Man is completely lazy with his reruns because, gosh knows, Conversation Digest has done its own reruns. Soldier
Field. This will be fun. Let's throw it to the public address announcer here in Chicago.
And now,
remember this,
please
K-Man?
Stand to remove your hats to honor America with the presentation.
I don't know.
Of
this is
flag.
A football thing.
Performing today's national anthem. Please welcome Jim
Roseanne Barr.
Danielson.
No. That's a good way to get moving on her.
Can you see by the dawn's
aren't these people supposed to shut up?
Light. You're supposed to shut up. What's so
no, aren't they?
Oh, no. You can't stop the national anthem.
YouTube. Internet Explorer.
Jim anticipates the Star-Spangled Banner. They do it differently here at Soul.
Oh.
Having troubles with the Internet Explorer?
Don't send?
No, I wouldn't. Let's see if this goes one more time.
I want to cry.
Should I get some cry music going on?
Hold on. If this doesn't play this...
anticipates the Star-Spangled Banner,
Joe
they do
Buck
it differently here at Soldier Field. This will be fun. Let's throw it to the public address announcer here in Chicago.
And now, please stand and remove your hats to honor America with the presentation of our nation's flag. Performing today's national anthem, please welcome Jim Cornelison.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bomb bursting in.
Oh, gee. Well, okay. Well, suffice to say, the reason I'm playing that is not only because it's the, yeah, just, if you would, please. Not only because it's the, failure moment of the week in Conversation Digest. Jim Cornelison is a famous hockey player, I believe. I don't really know his bio, but A, I played this because it is the Star Spangled Banner. B, it's a brilliant rendition of the Conversation Digest.
Conversation Digest?
Oh, what's going on here, K-Man? YouTube is messing up less than me. It's a brilliant rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, but also this was sung, that was the particular, wow.
You having troubles tonight?
Well, no, I mean, that was before the Packers played the Chicago Bears and just destroyed the Chicago Bears in the 2010 NFC Championship game. Do you remember that game?
I'm not going to do that right now.
K-Man, you were watching that game.
I do remember. I had lots of snacks.
I thought you were going to say, well, that's the game where they hit a lot of home runs.
No, that boat has trained on.
A couple of weeks ago, K-Man was getting really angry because we were ridiculing his lack of sports, and he got upset. I know more about sports than you think I do, is what the K-Man sounded like. 27 after the hour, we've got Dr. Ren's current events coming up in a bit. I will completely destroy the K-Man. That's my bold prediction. And it's really not all that bold because odds are I will, in fact, destroy him. K-Man, what are your predictions? Oh, as to how Dr. Ren's current events will unfold.
We will somehow both have negative points.
Well, if it's anything like golf, we're striving for a lower score anyway. So on this
this one?
No, we shouldn't have played that. So in case you missed it, hard-hitting news tonight talked about Scott Walker. He will, in fact, be in Rothschild. And he will, in fact, be signing the concealed carry weaponry, which includes handguns and knives. That legislation, he signs that in Rothschild this upcoming week on the 8th at, I don't even remember what time it was. I wouldn't mind being there for that, K-Man. Can you make those arrangements, please?
Okay, I'll punch it on up in the computer deal.
All right. Let's see if you can get some tickets on Amazon. You're a nerd. You can do that. Hard-hitting news is that is hard-hitting news. Normally, I pick an article that's really long, and then I end up getting too bored to read the rest of it. But this one was nice. And that was on DailyHerald.com and then brought to us partially by the Associated Press. In just a moment here, the Conversation Digest Conversation of the Week. And it really pertains to really politics versus patriotism versus when do I get angry. And this
you get angry all the time.
Well, and I'm not a huge fan of parades, K-Man, but I'll talk about them and I'll be in them if necessary. And I will go and watch one if at all possible. But this is a controversial issue with a particular parade. And in this case, K-Man, the controversy doesn't stem from, well, should they throw candy or because we have a country of obese people, should we throw apples and oranges and bananas? My guess is Michelle Obama will someday
apples or oranges or bananas that on the ground.
Yeah, K-Man, I don't want apples, bananas, or oranges thrown in parades either. Throw candy.
I will eat ground candy.
No, K-Man, but Michelle Obama will tell us to throw... she will say... Well, first they will say don't throw anything in a parade because someone might feel as if they're being bullied by having something thrown at them. And then they will say, well, don't throw candy, but throw bananas and don't even throw them, K-Man. Hand them nicely. Hand them nicely to the masses of people that are in the crowd, K-Man.
That's no fun.
Because in America, we don't really care about freedom any longer. We just care about not bullying people. And the reason I mentioned the not bullying of people, K-Man, is because of today.
About me?
No, not you. You're not a bully. You're a pushover. Just kidding, K-Man. You're a great person.
Great in quotes.
Well, Leo got up and she was watching Rachel Ray, and I thought, what a way to start the day. You know, I already didn't get any sleep, and then Rachel Ray's on there yapping away. And have you noticed that she's not like she used to be anyway?
I never watch Rachel Ray with
well,
a scratchy
I can't
voice.
Help because Leah is in the room and she's on the computer, my computer. If she's listening right now, I guess it's her computer as well. Apparently we share it. If she's not listening, it is my computer. So, but she's watching Rachel Ray, and I'm yelling because Rachel Ray is talking about girls being bullied and boys being bullied and how it's an epidemic of epic proportions in America, and I think it's always been that way, K-Man. The weak are always targeted. I was made fun of relentlessly. You were made fun of relentlessly, mostly because of your nerdiness. Am I right, K-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was made fun of, too. I mean, I had two things going against me. As so far as they were concerned, the bullies thought, well, the condition is a twin. So apparently the twin thing is something to make fun of people about.
Oh, it totally is.
The nerdiness thing was apparently I wasn't always all that cool. Not like I am today, K-Man. But so
is that what you want to call it?
Rachel Ray starts to talk about bullying and how it's an epidemic of epic proportions throughout America. It's inundating America with
America.
Its bullish bullying and how there is a certain disease of bullying. And not once, K-Man, did I hear her complain about Barack Hussein Obama. Not once, K-Man. Now,
call the press.
Does it need to be left up to me to complain about Barack Hussein Obama?
Well, don't you make up for most of it?
I do. But then Leah got mad at me because I was saying, why are we talking about something that's always been around and something that always will be around? Bullying is a part of human nature.
Well, not the kind of bullying where you're going up punching kids in the face.
That's always happened, K-Man.
Yeah, but the only person I want to punch is not me. I want to punch other people.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk the K-Man's mom, and we'll tell her that you don't care about who you punch just as long as it's not you. I wonder what she would think about that, K-Man.
Oh, I think she's fine with it.
No, I don't think so, because it could be her that you're punching.
Well, it doesn't mean I'm going to, like, full force punch her right in the face.
Well, no, you can't punch her at all. She's your mother. What's wrong with you, K-Man? I'm telling you right here. I think the bullying starts right here.
I don't think she would mind getting punched as long as it's not really hard.
The bullying starts on my right side in the WNRBLP studio where the K-Man
sits. Right,
K-Man, I will dropkick you. I will dropkick you.
Are
you
not
going to
play along with that sound effect?
No, I won't. Oh. You can find some decent sound effects and might play along with it, but in just a moment, that's a rim shot, you tool. I didn't tell a joke.
It's a sound effect.
It's a rim shot as if I told a joke and there was some punchline. No, not that again.
You going to try that again?
No. Okay, man, do we have to talk about Christina Aguilera and how she really messed up the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, during the Super Bowl 45 extravaganza that was the Packers' victory over the Chicago Bears? I mean, the Chicago Bears, I mean, that wasn't the Super Bowl victory. Over the Pittsburgh Steelers, the NFC Championship game. That is where John, what was his name? Cornelison?
Jin.
From the Blackhawks. He sings this amazing rendition of the... Did you like that rendition?
No. I didn't. I'm being honest with you. I could just lie and say...
No,
yeah,
hold on.
It.
I don't mind your honesty. At least you're being honest for once.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the way the guy's voice sounded.
Okay, so I need to hear from you who you think sings a wonderful national anthem.
I can go the jerk way and say...
Well, I really prefer
but no.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like you prefer the Canadian national anthem.
Well, that's not the same national anthem.
Oh, it's awful. I shouldn't say that.
It's like saying, oh, Canada, and then some other thing about maple leaves and maple syrup and back bacon.
Okay, man, this is an hour and a half show. We're a half hour through, and I'm about ready to burn out and knock you off your chair.
You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau.
93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
At the bottom of the-
yeah, good call, K-Man. Excellent call. Excellent call.
I only make excellent calls.
On this 4th of July extravaganza, that is Conversation Digest, Party Central, 715-842-8390 for a verbal contribution. especially when it comes to this next article, which in fact is the official Conversation Digest main conversation piece of the week. And this is more of an old feature, which now has a new title. We used to just kind of talk about random things that were slightly premeditated, slightly randomized, but slightly premeditated as well. This is, in fact, a premeditated main conversation piece for Conversation Digest on this day, July 1st, right, K-Man? July 1st?
It's July 1st, yes.
2011. And maybe you go to a parade and you see the throwing of the candy, or if you listen to Michelle Obama, you'll throw an apple, orange, or banana, but you'll instead hand it to someone because that's the way to be sensitive in today's America. What we are discussing here, and you may have an opinion, listener. You may have an opinion. You may.
Well,
oh,
most
yeah,
people do.
Go ahead, K-Man.
Well, not now.
Journal Sentinel Online. When did a parade make you mad? Well, if you're a firefighter, probably just recently, so far as if you are a unionized firefighter, this may have angered you. Journal Sentinel Online, Firefighters Union throws cold water on 9/11 float. Now, when I read that title, K-Man,
that sounds
Daniel
weird.
Bice misled me because I took it literally. I thought that the Firefighters Union actually did throw cold water on this float, and I thought that's a bit of a downer, K-Man, but as firefighters, to douse one thing, whether it's an object, a person, it makes sense to douse it with water, but it's just a figure of speech.
So it's a sensational headline.
Yeah, well.
Ugh, come on, people.
These days, almost anything can get caught in the blender of Wisconsin's union politics. Ain't that the truth, Bice? It can even happen to a 4th of July parade float honoring firefighters and cops killed on September 11th, 2001. Back then, the public wasn't saying how sad for the union. And actually, if they do say that, it sounds more like this. How sad for the union. And by union, we don't mean a portion of America. We mean, you know, a firefighters union. Okay, K-Man. So then, those were firefighters who died, said Matt Gorniak, a Milwaukee area fire lieutenant who is the driving force behind the float. That's what this is about. It's above union, non-union. And he's right. He's right, listener. Or at least it should be what it's about. What should it be about? Well, it should be above union, non-union, just like Gorniak says. The same float, a reenactment of the famous photo of three firefighters raising the American flag in the rubble of the World Trade Center, created a rush of emotions as it passed through parade routes in Milwaukee County back in 2002. Crowds spontaneously rose to their feet, offering thunderous applause. Now, K-Man, you're not particularly enthusiastic. Take the baseline out, would you please? You're not particularly enthusiastic. Yeah, K-Man, you're trying to rev me up. I appreciate that. Because I am a little bit slow tonight, aren't I?
Any more than usual?
Well, my headphones are broken. The right side works and the left side doesn't, which sounds a lot like our political spectrum.
Oh,
burn.
Snap. Oh, I got something for that. Hold on.
Rim shot. Hi-oh! Okay. The right side works and the left side just fell apart. So with the 10th anniversary of September 11th attacks coming up later this year, Gorniak and the church's youth group decided to revive the float in Racine's upcoming Independence Day parade, one of the biggest in the area. Now, that same float, a reenactment of the famous photo of three firefighters raising the American flag amid the rubble, that's what we already talked about, back in 2002, crowds spontaneously rose to their feet, and that's the appropriate reaction. Now, K-Man, like I said, if you were there, you would have done the same thing. If you remember 2002, people were collectively, in unison, pro-America. They were pro-going after those who were responsible for the hideous act of 2001, September 11th. However, unexpectedly, the request set off a debate. Now, the request pertaining to this float set off a debate among the leaders of the Racine Firefighters Union, and that's where the real controversy begins. Really, it's not so long not necessarily part of the controversy so far as I'm concerned, that this gentleman got out of the union. Although some would, what's wrong with you?
I'm just reacting to the what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're huge on unions.
I'm just reacting.
You're Jimmy Hoffa Jr.
Yeah, just get me for my taxes or whatever.
That was Al Capone.
Well,
Hoffa was dead and buried alive.
I'm close to that.
Okay, so the problem, Gorniak recently invoked a little-used provision in the union contract and opted out of membership in the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. This is where all heck broke loose, America. Members of the executive board of the Racine Firefighters Union ultimately decided not to support or march with this float being of and of sound body or mind, whatever, the float pertaining to Gorniak. Was it Gorniak, K-Man?
Matt Gorniak.
He left
area,
the union, the firefighters union, with a little invoked or a little used provision, whereby he was able to opt out of membership in the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. Professional. Almost ironic that that word would be implemented in this childish act where they take their participation out, K-Man, because they don't agree with him being removed by himself from the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Union. Members of the executive board of the Racine Firefighters Union ultimately decided not to support or march with his float. This week, the head of the union decided to discuss the decision. I really don't have much of a comment on that, said Craig Ford, president of the International Association of Firefighters Local 321. Other union leaders were also tight-lipped. I don't feel it's appropriate for me to make a comment, said Mike DeGarmo, the union treasurer. Apparently, both members of that Firefighters Local 321 sound the exact same, K-Man. Did you notice that?
As long as they didn't sound like Katharine Hepburn.
I don't feel it's appropriate for me to make a comment. One Racine firefighters discussed by the union leadership's decision, Mike Gabby, a veteran firefighter who also resigned from the union earlier this year, said most of his colleagues don't even know what's going on with the parade float, but Gabby predicted a huge backlash once this gets out. I've got to think of most of the guys would agree with me. It just has nothing to do with politics, Gabby said. Well, he's wrong because it has absolutely everything to do with politics. That is the backing out of this float parade participation. We're removing ourselves from this parade because we don't agree with Gorniak's decision to retract his involvement in the union. And the real issue at hand came in, does this make sense? Is it a situation where politics are superseding, if not dominating and destroying, the true issue, which is truth and justice for all, K-Man.
Yeah.
Am I running for office here?
It sounds like you are.
Is it wrong for the Firefighters Union to pull their participation from this float in the parade because they don't agree with the opting out of the interaction or participation in the Firefighters Union? K-Man, can I get an opinion from you? Am I wrong in saying that it's wrong that they did this? That they retracted their participation in the parade because they disagree with Gorniak's retraction or removal from the union itself. Don't tell me what I want to hear, which is I am correct, but you tell me what you believe, K-Man. Stand up for yourself. Believe in yourself. This is America, K-Man, where you have the right, you have the freedom to speak in Conversation Digest without me interrupting.
You're going to
get
mad at me?
But I just took that freedom away right now.
You're going to get mad at me.
And I will interrupt you whenever you want.
Because I...
And you cannot give an opinion.
Kind of wasn't listening.
All right. Well, no, K-Man, I'm sorry. That was just some...
Listening. I'm getting other things ready and
that
done.
That was some freedom. That was some freedom humor there. Can I get
some Mel Gibson? Freedom!
And yeah. Who do we have listening? Do we have the conditioner listening in Green Bay? That's my brother, the conditioner. Unveiling his new on-air name soon, apparently, even though he's not really on the air very often. But what we can do is talk more about the main conversation piece of the week in just a moment, right after Conversation Digest, Dr. Rent's current events on this your Freedom episode, 4th of July version of Conversation Digest, WNRB LP Wausau.
Do you have those things?
I don't know where I put them. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, whew. That was close.
Came in tight. Okay.
Thanks for throwing it at me.
Every week at this time, if at all possible, he's the good man is not here tonight, unfortunately, which is too bad because when he is here, he is the only good man. Otherwise, it's just the K-Man and myself. But this evening, Dr. Wren is not here, but we'll do Dr. Wren's current events nonetheless. He prepared these questions for us. K-Man, remember, if it is a tie, I automatically win.
No, that's not how it goes.
All right, cheater. All right, K-Man, first question for me. What we'll do is we'll go local, state, and then national. And since I lost last time and probably the two or three times before that, I get to go first.
Okay.
First question, local. The concerts at the square have started on the 400 block for this summer season. What night of the week are they held? Wednesday. Bonus follow-up. How many of these concerts have taken place so far this year? One. K-Man, your question for local.
The JC's 4th of July celebration in Wausau's Marathon Park will have bigger fireworks shells than last year. How big of fireworks shells have they been given permission to shoot? I'm going to say 12 inches.
How would you even begin to notice that, K-Man? We're talking about sub sandwiches. Maybe you're right, but maybe you're wrong. I don't know.
Bonus follow-up. How many nights will there be fireworks at Marathon Park during the JC's 4th of July celebration?
Oh, there's no way you get that one right.
My guess is one.
Okay. State question for the condition. Governor Walker recently signed Wisconsin's budget. In what city did this signing take place? I thought I knew that. I wouldn't think he would do that in Madison because the majority of Madison is heck bent on making his life miserable. I guess I'll say Madison, even though I don't think that's true. Bonus follow-up, what was the name of the business where this took place?
Oh,
jeez. Oh, wow. Well, it wasn't McDonald's. Okay, man, there's no way you know that.
No, I'm saying oh, jeez, because I'm pre-reading my questions.
Okay, well, I don't know that, so go ahead, Okay, man.
Very soon, Governor Walker will be signing the concealed carry bill into law. In what city will this happen?
Oh, good gosh.
I'm going to guess Madison.
Are you serious?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to steal.
Okay, fine.
And I'm going to write down the answer for that question.
It's not like I can steal it because I already gave my wrong answer.
Yeah, seriously, K-Man, hard-hitting news. 15 minutes ago, K-Man, hard-hitting news.
What is it? Is it Wausau?
It was more like 30 minutes ago. Oh, K-Man.
Is it Wausau?
You know, you're a co-host on the show.
Is it Wausau?
No, it's not Wausau.
Then I don't know.
It's Rothschild, you tool.
Okay,
man, I was talking about this, and I was talking about how I was going
to
send you over there.
I wasn't listening to this last story. What did you think
I'm listening
to stories before?
While he's signing at the bill.
Concealed
intelligence, I guess, which doesn't even exist, K-Man.
You looked like you wanted to hit me.
I was angry because I know you don't listen to me now. national question for the condition.
Oh, I have a follow-up.
Oh, does it really matter? You're not going to...
What is the name of the business where this will take place? What's in Rothschild?
Oh, you know, if that was in the article I read, I don't know it. In which case, I'd have slapped myself in the wrist.
I guess I don't know either.
I'm going to say the Rothschild Pavilion.
Is that a business?
I mean, there'd be a lot of echoing in there when I yell, heck yes, Scott Walker, thank you. I don't disagree with the man, but, I mean, I really can't get into my, you know.
Why would he be signing a bill at a business?
What do you want him to do, K-Man?
Why does he just sign it?
The bill will have a direct impact on businesses. It'll have a direct impact on taxpayers. Just like Obama's sweeping legislation
has. Green Heck Place? That's in...
All right, K-Man. I mean, that's okay. In what state is a nuclear testing facility threatened by wildfires? I will say New Mexico. What is the name of this facility? Chernobyl Jr.
Yeah.
I don't think that's it. Okay, K-Man.
You have a follow-up? Or
that was the follow-up.
In what state are two different nuclear power plants threatened by floods? I have a choice of 50, but I'm not. I'm assuming it's not Alaska or Hawaii.
Well, we don't have time to narrow it down. You know it's not Wisconsin or Illinois.
How about New York?
You're a tool.
What?
All right, you're saying New York?
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're southern states. I'm going to say it's Mississippi. And
the flooding of what river is threatening these plants? I'm going to say the Mississippi River now.
You can't steal that away.
No, it wasn't about
all right,
that.
What are our answers, K-Man? Let's tighten it up. Dr. N's current events each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest. I'm getting a headache because the K-Man is yelling.
I'm actually getting a headache from you through the headphones.
Yeah, it's loud. All right, first question.
I can always do that.
Local for each of us on Dr. Ren's current events.
Let's see who lost
more. Oh, okay, I was wrong. And you were, okay, Wednesday evenings. That's 1 point for me. Question was, what nights of the city 400 block events held?
Oh, geez, I overshot that one by a while.
I got one. I said one has taken place. The answer is 2. 3-inch diameter shells. K-Man said 12 inches.
That'd be huge.
Apparently, we're trying to sink battleships.
But I did get the... it's only going on for one night.
Did you get that right?
Remember, I said one.
All right. Okay, K-Man and I are
so
tied 1-1.
1 point.
2-section state. What's the question here for me, K-Man? Governor Walker recently signed Wisconsin's budget plan in what city does it take place? It happened in Ashwaubenon. And it was the Fox Valley Metal Tech plant or whatever. Rothschild, you know what, K-Man? I'm pretty sure that was in the article I read. For your follow-up question, where is it going to be signed?
Oh, the Grand Lodge.
Okay, so I have a point there because I got that right.
You didn't get that one right.
Yeah, Rothschild, I did. Where was it?
You just said, oh, yeah, you said Rothschild.
Yeah. Okay, and then what state is threatened with the wildfires? I said New Mexico. That is absolutely correct. And then the bonus follow-up question, what was the name of the plant? I said Chernobyl Jr., but rather it's actually Los Alamos National Laboratory. Oh, K-Man, you were so off.
I was really bad.
What two states were threatened by the floods with the nuclear power plants? K-Man said Rhode Island and Delaware, if I'm not mistaken. And
no, I didn't say what two states. What are two different nuclear power plants threatened by floods?
Okay.
In what state?
And K-Man said
New York.
The answer was Nebraska. What river is it that's threatening to flood? K-Man said the Mississippi. And the answer is Missouri River. And then the K-Man cried a river because I destroyed him. And Dr. Ren's current events, final score on this week's edition of Dr. Ren's current events, 4th of July explosive edition. K-Man destroyed the K-Man.
K-Man destroyed the K-Man.
Did I say that?
That's what I heard you say.
Oh, I meant the condition destroyed the K-Man. 3-1.
You
read
only got three?
And weep, K-Man.
You only got three?
Yeah,
I got... you got four.
No, I got one.
Because it was that one, and...
No, you got that.
Oh.
That's yours, K-Man.
Oh, well, I guess it wasn't as bad as me beating you the last time. It was 4-1.
Yeah. All right, well, K-Man, entertain the crowd while I do something over here.
I'd start dancing around like a freak, but no one would see me. Plus, no one really wants to see me dance around. That's just vomit-inducing, and... Once again...
Do they call it the trouble shuffle?
When left alone, I start talking about vomit.
Well, it's a good thing that everybody's listening on the live stream, so... 715-842-8390. Concealed carry weapons. One issue that made their appearance in hard-hitting news. Is it good? Is it bad? I have no problem with it. It's probably about time. Illinois, the one lone state...
Oh, I can stop this music.
...that decides not to do that, and that makes sense because it's the epicenter of Obamaism. Rahm Emanuel and the Cook family, whatever their names are. Cook. What's the name of that family, the mayor of Chicago, and then... It's Rahm Emanuel's the mayor now, but what are you doing, K-Man?
Texting the good doctor on the scores.
Okay. And now we're discussing the parade float issue. The float is shown at the Parkway Apostolic...
Want me to pronounce it for you?
Yes.
Where is it?
Apostolic Church in Oak Creek.
Apostolic?
Apostolic. Yeah, that's right. Well, you grew up a... Okay. Church in Oak Creek where firefighters Matt Gorniak and a church youth group are making it ready for a receding parade on Monday. And what Gorniak did was remove himself from the firefighters union... Because it was a little used
A little used
provision.
There you go.
The way they explain it. A little used provision whereby he's able to remove himself from the union. And another firefighter has also, in years past, removed himself from that union in support of Gorniak, says that the firefighters should, in fact, ignore their political, tendencies, K-Man, and do the parade anyway because it's above and beyond the politics of the situation. The politics shouldn't matter because it would be a 4th of July presentation of K-Man, patriotism, fighting for our freedoms, fighting for the fact that America still does have at least one small iota of freedoms. K-Man, can I get some music, please?
What do you want?
I need to rev it up with some patriotic music here.
Patriotic
on this
4th
of July extravaganza. Oh, yeah, conditioner gets mad at me when I say extravaganza like that. 715, you know what? I've got some music right here, K-Man. 715-842-8390, verbal extravaganza, gateway to the weekend, as well as your party central. K-Man, did I tell you that someone told me that, they heard the show here.
Who did?
It's a loyal listener. And then they met me. They found out who I was.
And
they said that they were surprised by my appearance in direct relation to what I sound like on the air.
What do they think you sounded like?
The implication, K-Man, is that I sound like a real cool guy. I'm paraphrasing here. That on the air, over the airwaves, be it over the radio, what are you doing, K-Man, down by my feet? K-Man. Are you getting sick down there, or what's going on? So that the implication was that in person, I don't look nearly as cool because of my appearance as I do on the air, which alarmed me because I thought I sounded cool on the air and I thought I looked cool in person. Do I dress funny, K-Man?
Maybe.
That's a shame. Well, coming from a guy, never mind. I'm not gonna belittle you, K-Man.
Not going that route, girlfriend?
Not gonna do it. So, famousashtray.com, otherwise, more importantly, wasamung.org. You can catch a radio link on there whereby you will hear the live stream. It's a real real one click away from hearing the live stream 24 hours a day, if in fact it hasn't gone off. And
it usually does, doesn't it?
On occasion, but K-Man's got a pretty good track record there. And there's a lot of good community-based radio programming on WNRB-LP throughout the weekdays. Not just Monday, not Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Not just any one of those days, not two or three or four or five or six. 7 days a week, there's community-based programming.
Are you okay?
I need a community-based cough drop, apparently, K-Man. It's dry in here, K-Man. Quality programming brought to you by a multitude of members of the community, K-Man. And you're one of them. Are you aware of that, K-Man?
I'm one of them?
You're one of the many volunteers that puts in time and effort to keep WNRBLP on the air. Broadcasting live from the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association. This is Conversation Digest on this 4th of July extravaganza, K-Man.
I know.
And K-Man's sober, which is always a plus. We've got more discussion on the float in the parade with the firefighters. We'll be talking about that a little bit more into the next hour. K-Man, what I'm going to have to do right now is assign you to find the filler moment of the week for Conversation Digest this week of July 1st through the 7th, 2011, K-Man.
What do you want me to find?
That is up to you. You need to find something that's inconsequential, irrelevant, and just altogether unimportant for us to talk about endlessly for at least 15 to 20 minutes. Do you accept that task, K-Man? If you so choose.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, you just go to a multitude. You just go to various websites and you pick out a story. Oh. You get a video that's stupid. You know, maybe it's about the cast from Family Ties.
Well, give me a second.
What
to find
are they
something.
Doing? I mean, find an article about Snooki on Jersey Shore getting arrested again. We can talk about her political preferences. We can talk about, anything that's going on that's somewhat irrelevant and completely unimportant to us that probably the rest of America does care about, like this Casey Anthony story.
I know nothing about that.
Okay, well, Leah is completely involved in this story of this Casey Anthony, but we'll talk about that situation or something else that the K-Man deems as unnecessary
and irrelevant.
So you're just
throwing this on me right now.
K-Man, do you understand how I prepare for Conversation Digest each and every Friday?
I'm amazed that you actually get something.
I copy and I paste, and I'm not trying to say that it's a good thing how I prepare for Conversation Digest, because I'm not saying that, K-Man. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, if you're trying to get a start in broadcasting, I would say don't do what I do, K-Man. Don't do what I do. When you grow up someday, K-Man, and you are trying to have a career in broadcasting, don't do what I have done, K-Man. Don't go on the air with little to no preparation, because it will be oh so evident to the listening audience.
The times I've done Conversation Digest by myself.
Train wrecks.
I have prepared beforehand. I wasn't just going on there willy-nilly.
Well, you going on the air and doing Conversation Digest, you talk about Chernobyl Jr.
You're the only one who talked about Chernobyl Jr.
Well, I'm just saying, you as in the royal you, as in it could be me or you or anyone else. K-Man. Next hour, we're almost at the top of the 8 o'clock hour on this 4th of July extravaganza version of Conversation Digest. We'll talk about the float in the parade. Is it right that these firefighters who are in opposition to the firefighter who left the union, that is the firefighters union, not the conglomeration of states within America, the union.
Union?
They left the firefighters union 321, local 321. He did, Gorniak did, that is. And
Gorniak.
So did one other gentleman who made a comment in this article saying that he was in support of Gorniak and that we need to bypass our political aspirations. We need to ignore our political tendencies and say, we are America. Let's be proud of who we are. Let's band together. Let's unify. We're in a tough time in history in America. We need to look past our political differences. Like K-Man and I look past our political differences each and every night on Conversation Digest on Fridays. I ignore his huge liberalism. He ignores my pleasant and decent level of conservatism. And we're able to do a show, right, K-Man?
Sometimes. Sometimes we're able to do a show.
Well, sometimes I can't because I have to do other things like employment, K-Man.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Have you found anything for the filler moment of the week, which ends up being 15 to 20 minutes of discussion next hour in Conversation Digest? We could talk about the Mark Halperin situation.
What's that?
Well, go back up. Good thing you're so caught up in the news. The Mark Halperin calling Obama...
No, he can't say that.
...a blank. Well, we can't say what Mark Halperin called him, but we can talk about it. We'll just do that. It's irrelevant because, in essence, it doesn't matter. But it's a big deal because MSNBC took action... And
like
once again, MSNBC proves what they are, and that's a vital cog in the Obama machine.
That's linked to the Daily Show that I went to. We can't play that.
Oh, well, go to the Drudge Report or something.
Okay, that's where I always go for my news.
Yeah, K-Man usually goes to Jon Stewart for his news, but might have something to do with why you lost Dr. Run's current events tonight, K-Man. No offense. You didn't just lose. You were destroyed. No offense, K-Man.
I at least had a point.
It was bad. It was horrible. You were decimated.
You got destroyed last time.
Whatever came in, I don't remember.
Remember that 4-1? That was a bigger victory than you've ever had over me.
No, I'm not seeing that story about Halperin on MSNBC. All right, right now you are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is Conversation Digest on the station that I just identified.
Is that the one?
Intro.
Okay.
K-Man, that's what number one is.
I got confused.
K-Man, it's simple math. It got 1 through 5.
I thought you were giving
K-Man,
me...
K-Man, sure, it's... I'm going to piss you. Each and every week at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. sharp, either we're on the air live or we are pre-recorded. This is Conversation Digest on the condition 715-842-8390, extension 210. The K-Man is on my right side, which is ironic because politically...
That's not called irony.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not irony.
Then what is it, K-Man?
That's a coincidence.
No, that is not a coincidence.
Yes, it is.
No, I know the definition of irony, K-Man.
Just because I'm sitting on the right side and you think I'm a liberal.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise result.
Well, it's like it's rain on a wedding day.
K-Man. That is... No, see, that is not... That's coincidence. Or that's bad luck. Alanis Morris said.
Just because I'm sitting on the right and I'm a liberal doesn't... That's not irony.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Then what is it, K-Man?
It's just called being stupid. I don't...
Well, for a ridiculously dumb moment of the week, brought to you by the K-Man on Conversation Digest. Sorry, K-Man. All right. So back to the main topic of the week, that is the Conversation Digest conversation piece of the week, talking about the parade in Wisconsin, I believe in Oak Creek. Was that where it was at, K-Man? Do you recall? Did you listen to me when I was reading the article? We'll have a slight recall of...
What, the Firefighters Union?
The Firefighters Union, Matt Gorniak. He's a Milwaukee area fire lieutenant who's the driving force behind this particular float. And what the float is, it's a very appropriate and adequate float because what it is a visual representation of four firefighters that were raising a flag in the aftermath of 2001's September 11th attacks in New York. And it's not a gloriously neon lit Vegas style throwing candy out of a machine elaborate float, K-Man. It's a replication of a very historical moment in America, very similar to, of course, Iwo Jima, where the flag was raised. Of course, we found out that was all a PR stunt.
So the people are being portrayed by 2x4s.
No, K-Man. Look at what's going on down
there.
Below the picture, K-Man.
Oh, they're not actually holding it.
And in Wisconsin right now, there's a very important and historical moment that we've seen going on. It's a long moment whereby Wisconsinites are being subjected to many, many arguments by those who are on the left and those who are on the right and everyone in between about Scott Walker's situation dealing with the collective bargaining with the labor union and the teachers and so on and so forth, public workers. You drive around Wausau, you can see this. If you walk around Wausau, if you run around Wausau, if your motorcycle has broken down in Wausau and you're walking around, you see these solidarity posters, K-Man. And you know, that means, well, let's unify, let's fight Scott Walker. And, of course, those who don't like Scott Walker naturally say, well, he shouldn't be in office because, well, he is destroying Wisconsin, whereby... I got to stop saying that whereby. That's nonsense. I don't even know where I'm at right now, K-Man. What's going on? Who am I? Where am I at?
Don't ask me. I barely know who I am.
And to get back into this, Craig Ford, the president of the International Association of Firefighters, Local 321, said he didn't really have a comment on that. I'll never understand when someone takes an approach, when someone has an argument, when they have a stance on a relatively important issue, and this is important. If he thinks what he's doing is right, why will he not comment, K-Man? Their involvement in the float has been removed because of the removal of involvement by Gorniak in the Firefighters Union, Local 321. K-Man.
Why isn't he saying anything?
The real issue, K-Man, what do you think the real issue is here? Tell me, K-Man. I need you to summarize for me because maybe I'm just not getting to the point here.
He pulled out, didn't he? Okay, I still...
Are you serious?
I still wasn't listening.
Where
again.
Have you been, K-Man?
I don't...
Do you even know what this article is about?
I couldn't tell you.
You honestly don't know?
No.
715-842-8390. We can talk about the issue. We can berate the K-Man. You can criticize me all you want. You can compliment us. K-Man,
yes.
What's the website for emailing us? What
the
is
website
that?
Website or the email address?
Email address. What's the email address for us?
Our email address is conversationdigest@gmail.com. And you can also, maybe if you feel like it, maybe, FamousAshtray.com for other stuff.
Have you checked that email in the last 5 months?
We don't get anything.
Remember email Mary?
She stopped.
I don't know where she's at lately. I don't know if she died or if she went on a vacation. Maybe she's building a float for a stupid parade because she's a dumb person. No, I'm just joking. she's a wonderful lady. I'm just joking, K-Man. She knows I'm joking.
It's not half as fun now.
Slow evening. I think what we have here is we've got a lot of celebrating going on in this extended weekend in the Wausau area and perhaps beyond. You can listen to us. We can be heard on the dial position, 93.3 FM. Otherwise, on the live stream, all of WNRBLP's programming can be heard on the live stream at wausaumung.org. Go to the radio link, and otherwise listen. FamousAshtray.com is a website. There's an easy, quick link on there. There's a click icon on there that can be clicked, and you can hear. Before we go any further, we'd like to thank these WNRBLP's underwriting sponsors. Thank you to Essential Home Care Incorporated, as well as Hmong Quality Home Care LLC. With their underwriting donations, contributions, or whichever, we are able to continue with their help and assistance. It helps to keep us on the air while providing much-needed money, you know, to keep the station in operation. You know what I'm saying, K-Man?
I understand completely.
Okay. And the other night, K-Man and I, we were visiting. We were having a conversation. We were talking about all things radio. We were arguing about something, mainly dealing with Conan O'Brien.
You were the one arguing.
Well, I was upset about Conan, yes. I will say that.
Now, one night out of hundreds.
Now, before we go back into the float situation with Matt Gorniak, in this Wisconsin parade, whether or not they should back out, that is the local 321 Firefighters Union, local 321, because they disagree with his removal of himself from local 321. Should they back out of this parade because he doesn't support or he is no longer part of that particular union and they're letting their politics get in the way of actually taking part in this very patriotic and commemorative parade? Which is right? I mean, are they right? Is he right? Or are both sides wrong? Speaking of both sides being right or wrong, or neither side or one side, and what my problem was with Conan O'Brien the other night, we're watching him on cable television, and it's Party Central. K-Man slipped this one in, just like Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. Conan was berating in his monologue Michelle Bachmann. I think there was some ridiculing and criticism of Sarah Palin as well. Neither one of them has any real relevance except for to say that they are possibly going to run for president. Michelle Bachmann has announced her run for presidency. Sarah Palin, we don't know what she's doing. Does Sarah Palin know what she's doing? But the real issue at hand is that Barack Hussein Obama is our president. But is there any mention of him in Conan's monologue, K-Man?
Not that night.
Any night, K-Man?
Yes.
Really?
He just freaked out because he didn't do anything right then when you thought he was
going
to.
He shouldn't. Michelle Bachmann is irrelevant, K-Man. Now, if she was the official candidate for the Republican nomination,
she was in the news
that would make sense. For what? What was she in the news for? Because she announced her presidency?
I didn't really pay attention to
yes,
that.
K-Man. That is very true. Now, of course, in this very same episode, we saw that Conan O'Brien is, in fact, a giant with massive giantism. He's got a huge skull. He's 6'10". And Elijah Wood is about 4 foot and weighs about 40 pounds. And he looks like a wood nymph.
A wood nymph?
Well,
he's a little hobbit.
He's a little hobbit.
He's a little hobbit.
So, okay, man, so you don't think there's anything wrong with Conan berating Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin, even though neither one is the president?
He's going to berate anyone who was in the news, like the top news of that day.
Barack Hussein Obama is in the news every single day. He's the
president
he's
sick of talking
United
about him
States
all
the of America.
Time.
My guess is if you take and catalog, if you analyze 100 episodes of Conan O'Brien, very seldom does he say anything about Barack Hussein Obama, and if he does, it barely scratches the surface of the crap that Obama has done while in office. Oh, great. K-Man's blowing steam out of his ears now because he likes Obama so much.
Jeez, You thinking I'm mad? I'm not.
Rebecca Black, so chillin' in the front side, in the back seat. I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Passing by is a school bus in front of me, makes TikTok, TikTok, wanna scream. My time is Friday, it's a weekend.
For all you haters out there, this is Rebecca Black on your big hit station, WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. People don't like Rebecca Black for the same reason that they don't like Sarah Palin. Do you know what that reason is, K-Man?
She's a girl.
And success. And people are jealous of that, K-Man. All the haters.
Well, this song can be annoying after a while.
Well, so can Conversation Digest.
And oh, you take that back. Kind sir.
No, I mean, people have had their qualms with our show, but I've heard others say it's a great show. I don't know which it is. What is? I mean, is it a good show? I don't know. It's irrelevant, probably, but also it's completely subjective. So we're on the air on Friday nights at 7 to 10, and then the K-Man follows up with K-Man's Friday Night Explosion. And what's going on with it tonight, K-Man?
Awesome things.
A repetition of past week, am I right?
Not last week.
That's okay, K-Man.
Not last week.
Did you ever find the official filler moment of the week for Conversation Digest?
I thought this is it right here.
Oh, Rebecca Black? No, K-Man, the filler moment of the week. Oh, you mean Conan?
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
I didn't find anything.
What my conceptual...
Fine. World of Warcraft is free up until level 20.
K-Man.
Is that news?
What's it? What is it?
World of Warcraft is free up until level 20, and that's like the
when
level
cap. When did this happen?
Just this last week.
Now, World of Warcraft is a game that never ends. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So a lot of these nerds that play it, they will play until they're 80 and then pass away without ever having beaten the game on World of Warcraft.
Well, they get to the end, but it doesn't say, congratulations, you beat World of Warcraft. Now you...
There is an end to that game.
No, there is not. You can like beat the final boss or like the biggest boss ever, and then you can go around and fight.
There is a final boss.
Well, more end game content
rather
than...
Are you backtracking here, sir?
No. We'll not call it a final boss. We'll call it a boss that has lots of hit points more than the other people.
Is it an actual player? Is it a nerd that's behind those scenes? Like
no,
the wizard and the wizard
program
boss?
Stuff.
Okay, so there is a boss.
Big
boss.
There's lots of bosses.
So... there is a reason for me to play World of Warcraft.
Well, you want to get all the best equipment and
I don't want
stuff.
Is it something that I would understand?
Maybe.
It's all wait a minute. Is it real time? Or is it turn-based?
No. Well, it doesn't look like it's turn-based, but it kind of is. Because you only can attack so much.
K-Man.
You can't just keep clicking and attacking and attacking.
K-Man.
You can press attack
K-Man.
And it'll keep going.
K-Man.
And then maybe a second later you'll go again.
K-Man.
Yes, I'm trying to explain this
to you. You know I don't like turn-based games.
This is
so
not turn-based. This is not turn-based at all.
You just told me it pretty much was. Which,
well, it's
which
not
is
like,
it?
If you sit there and stop, other people will keep hitting you. You will get hurt.
No, but...
There's no defined terms of turns.
Compare it to a game that I've played. I'm done with that float discussion, by the way.
You haven't played a game like that.
No, K-Man, okay.
You have not.
Just one moment here.
You haven't played a game that's like World of Warcraft.
Just one moment. I was going to talk more about the float with the union, the local 321 Firefighters Union. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to give Matt Gorniak, I'm not going to give the Firefighters Local 321 any more fanfare because I don't want to talk about it anymore because it's too depressing. Quick take on my opinion. The union firefighters should, in fact, be in that float for that parade because it is more about the representation of the firefighters in relation to America and what is actually still good in America. And, well, that was my take. Do you not have a take, K-Man, on that situation?
Not really.
Okay, World of Warcraft it is then. I was going to let you elaborate, so.
Well, I wasn't listening in the first place, and then when it comes to unions, I don't care.
Well, what?
Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and talk about it because I don't know what it is, and nor do I really.
Well, to say that this
enough.
Is Conversation Digest implies that we have a conversation about
well,
stuff.
Well, we're still conversating about it. Just because I don't know the facts doesn't mean anything.
Is the beauty or the originality of Conversation Digest, does it lie in the fact that it's more of a conversation than it is talk radio?
Hey,
we're having a conversation now.
It's just basic conversation, isn't it?
I would hope so. Otherwise, it gets pretty boring after a while.
Mm. Let's get some other music on here, would we please? Because I've heard this song a multitude of times. You know what? I've got something else here. I don't think we've done this yet. Yeah, we did. The studio remix of Yankadoodle Dandy.
That's not the one. That is.
Okay, so you're telling me, this thing that you told me, I had no idea, you can play it for free?
Yeah.
Until level 20?
Well, you're not going to go above level 20.
Why wouldn't I?
Because it's free. They cap it. You can't go past it on the free account.
Can the game end by level 20?
No.
Well, then what's the... I mean, I don't want the...
It's to get you hooked.
But I pay for the game in the first place.
No, you're not... You never paid for World of Warcraft.
Then why do I care if it's free until level 20 if you never play...
It's to get you hooked.
No, so you do pay for it eventually.
If you want to keep playing and getting higher levels.
A continuation of World of Warcraft.
Yeah, more.
Are we in an age, are we in an era in American history
like
where people, where the majority of people in our age group of 24 to 38 care more about video games than they do politics?
Some people do.
Does that alarm you, K-Man?
Well, if they don't care much about it, why would they do anything about
it? Well, because politics pertains to every facet of life, whether it's taxation, garbage, the roads you drive on, animals, you know, on leashes or not on leashes, neighbors that are belligerent and scold you for not mowing your lawn. It's all politics, K-Man. Local, state, national, the federal level, we've got globalized politics. I mean, let's face it, World of Warcraft is, in fact, impacted by politics. Are you aware of that?
What? I don't play it.
The video games you play, K-Man, are impacted by politics.
Yeah, I don't really want to do anything with politics, though.
Oh, K-Man, I can see this is a this
no,
is
I'm not,
never
I'm not
any
being a,
conversation.
I'm not being a jerk or just not trying
no,
to...
No, yeah, you are, K-Man.
Not on purpose?
Oh, this isn't going... I am so done with this conversation.
What is going on?
Worst episode in Conversation Digest history.
No, not... No, that other one was pretty bad, too.
Which one?
The one that's on FamousAstro.com that says, seriously, worst episode. All kidding aside, horrible episode. That was May 13th.
All right, let's just do this for a moment here. WNRBLP, Wausau 93.3.
The first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government. And with three little words, we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our constitution is a document in which we the people tell the government what it is allowed to do. We the people are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping, and I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
K-Man, quit rolling your eyes. Oh, man, K-Man. I bet you if that was Obama preaching his gospel, you'd be all about that. Whoa, Sarah Palin's daughter. That's not Sarah Palin's daughter, is it?
No, I highly doubt that.
Let's play that.
What if there's swears in it?
Oh, that's true, K-Man. Well, we don't have to listen to it.
Good thing you pressed mute right there, because it doesn't look like he's... very few on the swears.
Yeah.
No, that's not her.
All right, 4th of July celebration conversation digest. What's going on this weekend with the fireworks and the barbecues? Is there anything you don't want to do for 4th of July, like offend people? I say any holiday, if there's any holiday that you can't offend people, then what's the point of the holiday? But that's a horrible thing to say.
No,
but
it's
you
not.
Know that
it's good.
One of the most predictably inevitable things is that if you have a family get together, somebody will be offended. Am I right, K-Man?
Yeah.
Yes.
That is.
Whether it's
more
your
so,
family
more
or
so
my
Thanksgiving,
family.
More so Thanksgiving, though. There's lots of arguments in Thanksgiving.
In your family?
For most anyone.
Yeah, the in-laws, the regular family, even the cat or the dog or both of them, somebody gets in a fight, it's inevitable. So for the 4th of July celebration, someone will be arguing, there will be fireworks of two sorts, the firecracker kind and the argument, anger, exploding all over the place kind. Okay, man, do you remember that one feature we used to have called the verbal abuse moment of the week or whatever? What was it called?
Wrecking ball
moment of the week.
Constructive criticism
wrecking ball moment of the week. I kind of missed that, K-Man.
Well, wasn't it just you berating someone?
Yes, Michael Ballman.
But it wasn't, it's not like the rest of the show wasn't that either.
No. Well, so you can hear a multitude of other shows on the air on WNBLP. And we can discuss those briefly. Michael E. Bowman's show, What's Left on the Table, presents Hollywood Sludge and Country Porch. He's on, pardon me.
Fridays at 8:30 with What's Left on
Fridays.
The Table.
Fridays?
Yeah, it's Sundays. Sundays at 8:30 with What's Left on the Porch presents Hollywood Table.
Each week, come discover the 6 hottest Hollywood stories from the past week as compiled by host Michael E. Bowman and his namesake Biff Mendelsohn. Join them into a foray into what depths of morality or immorality the stars sink into, blah, blah, blah. He's a good guy, something like that. Dr. Rent is on Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. The Dr. Rent Show addresses weekly topics that have to do with renting. Show topics cover tenant issues and concerns as well as landlord issues and concerns every Thursday morning on the Dr. Rent blog, which is actually now www.drrent.wordpress.com. There's a preview of the week's radio program and is a brief recap of last week's show. We also have The Condition of the K-Man. You're listening to us right now. We should probably read that. Kenneth McVeigh and Don Gifford, they're on The Mix from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday nights on WNRBLP. They have the mystery song every other Friday, and they have a Facebook fan page, WNRBLP, The Mix at WNRBLP. Dr. Ku Kevin Yang, the Hmong Health Hour, every other Thursday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., discusses various health topics and answers listener questions related to health. The Blues Doctor, he's Clinic of Boogies and Blues, Wednesdays 7 to 11 p.m. The doc serves up the best in the blues to cure your ills. Listeners can expect to hear artists from the 20s as well as brand new releases. The musical medicine takes a holistic approach to the blues, including Texas blues, acoustic, classic, Chicago, East Coast, West Coast, K-Man, British as well as gospel, R&B blues, rock, and all subgenres. Don Gifford has his own show, 4 to 6 p.m. He's also on The Mix. Meditation, spirituality, discussions, teachings to remind each other of the gifts, abilities we all have since birth. Not even you, K-Man?
I don't know if he means me.
Using shamans, Native Americans, East-West interpretation and sources. Swab He Vij. Every day.
That correctly.
I don't know how to. No, how would you pronounce that, Kane?
No, I'm just putting that out there.
Okay, every day, WNRBLP has live Hmong programming from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Every show will discuss different topics that you want to know about. Tune in to the station that gives a voice for the voiceless, 93.3 FM, WNRBLP. Now, WNRBLP can be here so long as something happens.
What is that something?
Well, okay, man, just because you asked, even though I prefaced you asking by saying that there's a reason that you might want to ask.
I like playing along with bits.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It can be expensive to run a radio station every day, and that's why we need your help. WNRBLP depends on listeners like you to keep
and
this
you.
Station running. If you would like to make a donation to WNRBLP, checks should be made payable to the WAHMA and mailed to 1109 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54403. If you have any questions, call 715-842-8390 or email wnrb@wausaumong.org. Thank you for contributing to your community radio station. And that's the thing to remember, that this is your station, Wausau's very own WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. K-Man, what are your plans for the 4th?
I am going to blow my arm off. Firework style.
Well, that's a bit ridiculous. You don't even have any fireworks, and also you don't even own a lighter.
I'm going to blow my hand off with a sparkler. I don't know how I will do it, but somehow I'll find a way.
Well, I have to do some work. I have to work a little bit, and whatever time I have left available, then maybe I'll just whimper and cry and complain, because that's normally what I do anyway. Right, K-Man?
That goes without saying.
Yeah. So, but you like the 4th, right? The 4th of July, or is it just like every other day in July for you?
As long as it's not warm out like today.
You know, I've heard very marginal complaining from you about the heat today.
I knew you were going to berate me if I said anything.
Well, normally speaking, K-Man, you would be whimpering and whining and complaining about the weather more than I do about Barack Hussein Obama.
You want me to start?
Well, I know it's inevitable anyway, especially when you get that cheap box wine in you. When you start cracking that open in about an hour here. Because you're
an hour?
Celebrating.
That's quite liberal.
Half hour? We're about ready to head out. Conversation Digest Vintage. Vintage Conversation Digest starts up in just 3 minutes. And then right at 10 o'clock, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion hits the airwaves, and the K-Man brings music that
he'll bring in. He'll bring
you
into July 2nd.
Okay.
But and if this is not July 1st, then this is a vintage episode.
So you're stealing the term vintage. I think it's more
what am I supposed to?
Outdated, expired, moldy, and stale K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby
This will
Explosion.
Be a really stupid episode.
Excellent, K-Man. At least you're being honest with us now. No, K-Man, give yourself more credit than that.
This will be a marginally stupid episode.
It'll be slightly stupid. All right, well, thanks a lot for joining us on this, your verbal extravaganza. It's the 4th of July.
Wait a minute or so.
4th of July celebration in 2011. Whatever you think about politics, whatever you think about this parade situation in Oak Creek with the firefighter Local 321 and the gentleman that left that union, and now the other firefighters that are still part of the union, they don't want to be part of the float that's in the parade because they are in opposition to the gentleman that left. I'm sure they're all wonderful people, but suffice to say, probably politics is getting too...
Politics are... getting to? I don't know.
All right, K-Man. Politics are getting a little bit too in our faces in America, and we just need to, you know.
In your face.
K-Man, do you think I need to relax? Do I get too worked up over politics? I need your honest opinion. As long as it's what I want to hear, I'll take your honest opinion.
Oh, then I'll be quiet.
All right, K-Man. Well, thanks for being here, K-Man. I always appreciate it.
Well, sometimes I like to show up, and other times I'll just stay at home.
Yeah, well, sometimes I'll
get busy and just take a nap.
Sometimes you got to take a nap. It's just like reading a book, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I want to take a nap now.
All right, America, more closely, Wausau, thanks for listening, and it's whatever. All right, K-Man, let's take the baseline out. Let's hit the road, and you're listening to WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM. Conversation Digest.
What was I supposed to play that earlier?
Got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.